भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिके। कृष्ण सुधामुपगते धर्म ज्ञानादिभिः सह कलौ नष्ट दृशा मे सह पुराण अर्क अधुना उदितः। श्रीमद्भागवत पुराण की जय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम 8th कांटो चैप्टर 6 द डेमिगर्स एंड डीमंस डिक्लेयर ए ट्रुस। टुडे टेक्स्ट 14।
सत्वं विधात्स्वाखिल लोकपाला वयं यदर्थास्तव पादमूलम्। समागतास्ते बहिरंतरात्मनं किंवान्य विज्ञाप्यं वशेष साखिनः।
वर्ड मीनिंग सह देट तुम योर लॉर्डशिप विधात् स्वः काइंडली डू द नीडफुल। अखिल लोकपाला द डेमिगड्स डायरेक्टर्स ऑफ डिफरेंट डिपार्टमेंट्स ऑफ दिस यूनिवर्स। वयम ऑल ऑफ अस यत दैट व्हिच अर्थः पर्पस तब एट योर लॉर्डशिप्स पादमूलम लोटस फीट समागताः वी हैव अराइव्ड ते अन टू यू। बहिरंतः आत्मन ओ सुपर सोल ऑफ एवरीवन ओ कॉन्स्टेंट इंटरनल एंड एक्सटर्नल विटनेस किम व्हाट बा आइदर अन्य विज्ञाप्यम वी हैव टू इन्फॉर्म यू। अशेष साखिण The witness and knower of everything. Translation and purport by Divine Grace Abhay Charana Aravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. My Lord, we, the various demigods, the directors of this universe, have come to your lotus feet. Please fulfill the purpose for which we have come. You are the witness of everything, from within and without. Nothing is unknown to you, and therefore it is unnecessary to inform you again of anything. Please repeat, O my Lord, we the various demigods, the directors of the universes have come to your lotus feet. Please fulfill the purpose of for which we have come. You are the witness of everything from within and without. Nothing is unknown to you, and therefore it is unnecessary to inform you again of anything. Purport. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 13.3, Khyatragyam chapimam vidhi sarva khyatresu bharata. The individual souls are proprietors of their individual bodies, but the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the proprietor of all bodies. Since he is the witness of everyone's body, nothing is unknown to him. He knows that what we need. Our duty, therefore, is to execute devotional service sincerely under the direction of the spiritual master. Krishna, by his grace, will supply whatever we need in executing our devotional service. In the Krishna consciousness movement, we simply have to execute the order of Krishna and Guru. Then all necessities will be supplied by Krishna, even if we do not ask for them. Om Ajnanatimira Andhasya Jnananjana Shailakaya Chakhurunmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sopadantikam Bande Aham Sri Guru Sri Juta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnambhamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakhanitamscha Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namini Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Desatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratise Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesaha Gopikakanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneswari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhevacha Patitanang Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Satvam Vibhatsa Khila Loka Pala Vayam Yadarthastavapadamulam Samagataste Bahirantaratman Kimbanya Vigyapyam Asesa Sakhina. My Lord, we the various demigods, the directors of this universe, have come to your lotus feet. Please fulfill the purpose for which we have come. You are the witness of everything from within and without. Nothing is unknown to you, and therefore it is unnecessary to inform you again of anything. So here all the demigods, including Brahma and Shiva, they all just expressing their own dilemmas or their own problems. They are just expressing before the Supreme Lord, who has appeared there because of hearing their prayers, that is in the previous chapter. So why the demigods, they come to the Supreme Lord? Because previously it is explained, because they have problem with from the demons. Because one time Indra was just riding on his elephant, the king of elephant, that is his carrier, the Gajendra, was just going somewhere, but Durvasa Muni coming from the opposite direction. So Durvasa Muni has a nice maha garland on his, he was wearing a garland, then he offered that garland to Indra. Indra immediately took the garland. He was thinking, "Oh, I am the king of heaven. I have such a Nandanakanan. I have such a nice garden. I have so many Parijat flowers, heavenly flowers. What is this garland? Just he gave me. Just he took the garland, put it on elephant. His Gajendra. So elephant is being an animal. He could understand the value of a Mahagarland. So he just threw it down on the floor, on the floor, that is heavenly planet. So then he was just smashed the garland in front of Durvasa Muni. So Durvasa Muni became very angry. He immediately cursed whom? Indra. You may lose all your opulences. He becomes so proud. Janma Aisharjya Suta Sivir Edamana Madhapuman. Who told this verse? Kunti Maharani. Told these things. Janma, if you someone born in a very high class aristocratic family, even in the demigod family, if he is very opulent and he was very talented, and he's very beautiful, all these things, they simply increase one's pride, become very proud. So that's why Lord arranged sometimes these incidents to cool down the demigods. The demigods become very proud. Many incidents like that. So one of them, they even sometimes try to fight with the Supreme Lord. One time the Narakasura or Bhumasura, he was become so puffed up. Though Narakasura was a son of Varahadevan, earth planet. But he also become very proud. So he has conquered the demigods and even forcefully took the earring of Mother Aditi. So Lord went and he killed the demon, then he went to the heavenly planet to return the earring to Mother Aditi, and Satyabhama was accompanying him. So when they are returning, Satyabhama has a desire to have a Parijata flower. So when Lord went to just to take one Parijata flower, the Indra told, "No, you cannot take it." Because Indra's wife, Sachi, she told, "How people from the earth planet, the human beings, how can they take the heavenly flower?" Indra come to fight with the Supreme Lord. This is the position of the demigods. They are Sakama Bhaktas, they are not pure devotees. Among them, their pure devotee, Brahma is pure devotee, and Lord Shiva is Vaishnavananda Jathasambhu, is a pure devotee. Another Mahajan is Jamaraj. But not all demigods. They are Sakam Bhaktas. Sometimes maybe Supreme Lord accepts the position of Indra, sometimes when there is no qualified person. So that is different case. But general case they are all Sakam, they have material desires. When there is some disturbance in their enjoyment, then they come to Supreme Lord, please help us. So anyhow, similarly the Durvasa Muni, he also became angry because of seeing the Indra's pride. He even neglected the Mahagarland he offered to him. That's why he told, you may be bereft of all your opulences. So that's why the demigods, they lose their opulences. One hand they have to fight with the demons, and the other hand they become beggars because of curse of Durvasa Muni. So that's why they are forced to come to the Supreme Lord. That's why Krishna told that four types of people they come to my shelter. Who? Artha, Artharthi, Jigyasu, Jnani. Chaturvidha bhajate imam janasu kruti na arjuna. Artha, Artharthi, Jigyasu, Jnani cha Bharatarsava. The four type peoples. Sometimes because of some dangerous position, some like demigods, they come to shelter. But pure devotional service is above these four things. Anya abhilashita, sunyam, jnana, karmadi, anavritam, anukullena, krishna, anusilanam, bhaktir, uttama. Now the pure devotional service is explained by Rupa Goswami. There is no anya abhilasa, there is no other abhilasa. So, but here though demigods they come with some material desires, but because they accompanied two pure devotees there, Brahma and Shiva. So they are, because of their presence, demigods just behind Brahma. When they have any problem, they come to Brahma. All the demigods together come to, then Brahma come to the milk ocean, the bank of milk ocean, then they pray to the Supreme Lord Vishnu. Kiradaka Sai Vishnu. In this case also they pray to Kiradaka Sai Vishnu. So then sometimes the Lord just reciprocate within Brahma. Brahma could see the Lord, he can get the message directly from Supreme Lord, then he told the message to the demigods. But sometimes Lord himself appeared. So in this case Lord himself appeared in front of all demigods there. So the demigods get a chance to pray the Supreme Lord. They are directly seeing the Lord. First, when the Lord appeared, he was so effulgent. What is about Lord? He is about what he described, his one of the open disc. Koti Surya Samaprabha. I mean, this is the effulgence of the Sudarshan disc is crores of sun. This effulgence of course of suns cannot be compared to this the effulgence of Sudarshan, what is told about the Lord himself. He is so effulgent. This first the demigods they cannot see the Lord. Gradually Brahma could see, and by his causeless mercy only we can see him. We are thinking we can see the Lord, we can go in temple, we are seeing the Lord. But we have no eyes to see the Supreme Lord. It is only by the Supreme Lord's mercy he can see us. He can give us qualification. Dibyam dadati me chakyu. If he gives us the transcendental eyes, then you can see. Premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena santha sadaiva hrudayesu vilokayanti yang shyama sundaram achintya guna swarupam govindamadhi purusam tamaham bhajami. If we have an eye of devotion and it is anointed with love, prema, then bhakti vilochanena santa, then the saintly persons, the pure devotees, with the mercy of the Supreme Lord, they can see the Supreme Lord. Without the mercy of a pure devotee, you cannot see Supreme Lord. One time, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur with his disciples, he went to Jagannath Puri, have the darshan of Lord Jagannath, Balaram Subhadra. Oh, everyone is running front to see the Supreme Lord, running. But Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur just standing in back of Garuda. The place is there also, even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was standing and taking darshan. His fingerprints are still on the wall of in the temple. Then they all come and they too, then come back. Then Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur told, you have darshan? Yes, very nice darshan. Then Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, could explain them that I am most fallen. I am standing in the back of Garuda because Garuda is a pure devotee of the Supreme Lord. So when without the mercy of Garuda, how can you see Supreme Lord? I am standing in the back of Garuda. The Lord may see his pure devotee Garuda when he have, when the Lord Jagannath will see the Garuda, then he may, I may get a chance. He may see me also in the standing by due to the mercy of Garuda. So he can see me. Without this mercy of Supreme Lord, we cannot see him. That's why the demigods, they have two pure devotees in front, Brahma and Shiva. You may coming to temple, seeing so many times to the Lord. In South India, there is a Sirangam temple, the story of Dhanurdas. Dhanurdas was attached to a prostitute named Hemamba. You want a procession, there was a Ranganath's huge procession, festival. And everyone was chanting, dancing, and in front of the Supreme Lord's chariot, they are dancing and doing nice sankirtan. Ramanuja Acharya himself was sitting on the chariot. But this person, Dhanurdas, he was walking, looking to the face of a prostitute, Hemamba. She was walking, she was a very beautiful girl. But he was looking toward the face, directly to the face of the girl, and he was walking behind. If there is some ditch or something, he may be fall down any time. Ramanuja said, so this, what is he doing? Everyone looking to the Ranganath and dancing, chanting, then, but this guy is looking to the face of a woman and walking behind. He's showing umbrella, not only walking, he's showing umbrella to that woman. Because it was hot sun. Ramanuja told him, bring that man to me. He was not agreed. But still, because Ramanuja told, so 10 to 12 people went and forcefully drag him, come to the Acharya. Then the Ramanuja told, why are you looking to the face of a woman? You are so shameless. You're in front of everyone, thousands of people, you're just walking behind, showing the umbrella to the woman's prostitute. What is this? He told Acharya, if I'll speak, I will speak truth. I don't think anything is in this whole creation is anything and more beautiful than the face of this woman. Ramanuja told, if I will show you something more beautiful than this woman's face, you can give up looking to that woman. He told, yes, but I am sure, convinced, there is nothing more beautiful. Ramanuja told, okay, today evening you come, we will go to see the Supreme Lord, Ranganath. A thousand times I have gone. I have the darshan of this Ranganath. But because of the request of Ramanuja Acharya in evening, Dhanurdas came. And they went together to the temple of Sri Ranganath. But he told to Dhanurdas, let me pray for you first. So Ramanuja Acharya prayed to the Ranganath. Oh Lord, please just give a glimpse of your darshan to this most fallen conditioned souls. He may be get delivered. Please accept my request. Because you have such kandarpa koti kamaniya visesa sobham. Your appearance is more beautiful than the kandarpa, the demigods in charge of beauty. Yes, most beautiful among the demigods. But like the crores of demigods, they may be together. But still the beauty of Lord is more than that. So when Ramanuja Acharya after praying to the Ranganath, then he told, now you Dhanurdas see. Then when Dhanurdas just looked at the face of the Ranganath, then tears just started pouring from his eyes. Nayanath Galadasnu Dharaya Badanangad Gadarudhaya Gira Pulakai Nichitang Bapu Kada Tava Nama Grahane Bhavishyati. When that day will come, when that time will come in my life, So it is only due to the mercy of a pure devotee we can see the Supreme Lord. Without mercy we cannot see. That's why Prabhupada is writing in his purport. Our only duty is to perform devotional service, but devotional service started how? Adho Guru Padasraya. First you have to take shelter of a pure devotee. That's why we have to come to the proper process of devotional service. But first, Adho Guru Padasraya, then you have to get his mercy by taking initiation and follow his orders. Sadhu Marganu Gamanam. So, that's why Prabhupada is writing in his, here in the purport, that our duty therefore is to execute devotional service sincerely under the directions of the spiritual master. Krishna by his grace will supply whatever we need in executing our devotional service. In Krishna consciousness moment, we simply have to execute the order of Krishna and Guru. So Krishna and Guru, but first we have to come to the lotus feet of Guru. Though Krishna himself is also Chaitya Guru, he is within heart of everyone, because this verse is also telling, the demigods, they are expressing that, because he knows everything. The Supreme Lord, he knows everything. There is nothing to tell him. They are expressing their idea. That Prabhupada is quoting this verse from Bhagavad Gita 13.3, Khetragya chapi mam vidhi sarva khetre subharata. Though maybe an individual soul maybe knows he is only one khetra, one body. A Supreme Lord being Paramatma staying in Andantarastha Paramanu, Chayantarastha everywhere. He is knower of everything. He is all cognizant. That is the first verse of the Srimad Bhagavatam is telling. Janmadasya jata itaratas charthesu abhigya surat tene brahma hrida adikavaye muhyanti yat suraya tejo bari mrida jatha vinimaya yatra trisarga amrisa dhamna svena sada nirasta kuhakam satyam parang dhimahi. We have meditation upon the Supreme Lord. Vyasadeva is just writing the Mangalacharana, just meditating on the Supreme Lord. Janma, Adi, everything, creation, maintenance and destruction, everything. Janma, Adi, Jasya. Directly and indirectly, everything depend upon Supreme Lord. He is the cause of all causes. Charthi abhigya, he is abhigya, he knows everything. Nothing can be happened without his knowledge. He is knower of everything. Past, present and future, everything. Abhigya Surata, he is independent. Lord is independent. But still, Lord, a pure devotee, can control the Supreme Lord. In the month of Kartik we are seeing this. This is how Mother Yashoda control Krishna, pure devotee. Because Lord himself also told to this to Ambarish, and sorry, to Durvasa. In Ambarish and Durvasa, this episode he told to Ambarish, Ahang bhakta paradhina, he asvatantra iva dija. O Brahman, though the Bhagavatam is telling I am Surat, fully independent, but still my devotee control me. Aham bhakta paradhina. That's why unless you take the shelter of a devotee, how can you progress in path of devotional service? How can you please Krishna? Every day we are chanting Guru Vastaka, we are telling Jasya Prasadat Bhagavat Prasada Jasya Aprasadan Nagati Kutopi. There is no other way. Only you have to satisfy pure devotee, and by his mercy we can also please the Supreme Lord. There is no independent way. We cannot independently please the Supreme Lord. We are not like gopis. We are not like Arjuna, who can directly deal with Krishna. We are sadhakas, conditioned souls. We have to follow the sadhana bhakti, the proper process that is given by Shastra and Guru. So that's why Prabhupada is writing in purport. So we have to, our only, Lord is everything he knows. What is unknown to Lord? He knows everything. Simply, we have to surrender to the Supreme Lord. Whose prayers the Supreme Lord fulfill? Whose prayers he fulfill? Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Saranga saranagati hoibe jaharo tahara prarthana sune sinanda kumara. Nanda Kumara Krishna, he hears to the prayers of such souls or dedicated souls who has fully surrendered. Or you may be come to the front of dedicated, oh Lord, I am fully surrendered, please. When we come, when we have some problem like demigods, we come and pray. Then after you go out, then you forget about it. Then this is surrender, you say surrender? No. If someone is surrendered, then he must have exhibit the symptoms of surrender. That's why in my Anukulyetu, Sankalpa, Pratikulyetu, Varjanam, Krishna Rakhyati Iti, Vishwas, Gotrupti Varanam Tatha, Atma Nikhepa Karpani, Sarvidha, Saranagati, six principles of surrendering. But when Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote in a Bengali poem, so he make it very simple. But he make it upside down. Because here is what we are telling, Anukulyetu Sankalpa Pratikulyetu. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur told first, he took the last one. Dainya. He told first, Dainya, Atmanivedana, Gotrutevarana, Avashya Rakhibe Krishna Vishwasa Palana. Bhakti Anukula Matra Karjera Svikar Bhakti Pratikula Bhava Varjanangikar. Keep it end. First he told Dainya, humility. And you must have humility. Humility is career of devotion. How can one progress? How can you path of devotional service? First is humility. You have to become humble. Tunadapi Sunichena, Tororopi, Sahisuna, Amanina, Manadena, Kirtaniya Sadahari. This is the essence of Lord Chaitanya's teaching. There's a Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami telling, you have to make a garland. With this particular verse, you have to always wear as a garland. Always remember, how can we perform devotional service unless one becomes this humble position? Tunadapi Sunichena, how can you become more humbler than a grass. You can walk on grass. Grass is there. What is wrong? How can you become more humbler than a grass? How is it possible? What is wrong with grass? But in any season, sometimes grass, they grown up. They become bigger. So when you walk, they may be just sleep, just come down. But when you go ahead and look back, they stood up. So that should not be our nature. We may be pay obeisances to everyone, very humble in front. Pay obeisances, yes. Then just that man, then you pass away, then someone is coming, your friend, oh, this man just come in front, I have to pay obeisances. Actually, I have no desire to pay obeisances. What can do? Just come in front. This is not humble. Inside and outside, there must be pure one should. Just like Lord is antar bahir avasthitam, he stays everywhere, inside, outside. He knows everything. You cannot cheat the Supreme Lord. You can cheat everyone, but you cannot cheat Krishna. He knows everything. So this is we should be pure inside and outside. You cannot hide anything from Krishna. He knows everything. Detail. Tolerant than tree. How can you become more tolerant than tree? No one can become tolerant, because if someone is cutting the tree, one branch, then he becomes tired, just sweating, his body was sweating. Then another branch is supplying him cool air. But still, Prabhupada told that he was working in, he was a manager in the scientist, botanist in Calcutta. Jagdish Bose or something. He invented a machine. When a machine you take, someone is going with some weapons in his hand to cut the tree, whether the tree has some reaction or not. So this particular machine can show that when someone is going with some weapons to cut the tree was trembling within him. Within he was fearful. But actually he could not do anything. He has no capability to do anything externally. So he is tolerating. But a Vaishnava like Haridas Thakur, he beaten in 22 marketplaces. Even Sudarshan come on the sky to do something, to kill these miscreants. But he was praying, oh Sudarshan, please excuse them. They did not know what they are doing. This is Vaishnava. It's called Dainya. One very humble. Atmanivedana, one should surrender like Bali Maharaj, everything offered to Krishna. What you have, you have nothing, everything belongs to Krishna. He shall hasyam idam sarvam, everything belongs to Krishna. You think I am the owner. What do you own? You don't know, you don't have anything. You think I am giving something. What do you can give? Everything belongs to Krishna. Atma Nivedana is Bali Maharaj. For everything to Krishna. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling, Manasa deha geha jo ki chumora arpilu tu apade nanda kishora. Everything I offer to you. Everything belongs to you. Janaka janani daita tanaya prabhu prabhu guru pati tuhu sarvama, you are everything for me. Everything belongs to you. The house belongs to you, everything belongs. My wife is also your maid servant, my son is also your servant, I am also your servant. Everything. We are all belongs to you. Like that. Atma Nivedana wants to give up everything. Not just spoken way, just externally speaking. No, you have to within everything. Surrendered everything to Krishna. Pandavas, they surrendered. But Yudhishthira Maharaj was sitting on the Hastinapur, throne of the Hastinapur, because Krishna wanted to him to sit. Otherwise, when they heard the news, Krishna disappeared within him. Immediately, they give up everything. Just put Parikshit on his throne and just left. This is Atma Nivedana. He surrendered everything to Krishna, because everything belongs to him. Dainya Atma Nivedana Gotrute Varana. Krishna is my protector, Krishna is my maintainer. Avashya Rakhibe Krishna. Krishna is protecting everything, everyone. Rakhe Krishna, Mare Krishna, Rakhe Ke. You must have full faith. There is no other protector. Only protector is Krishna. He is protecting everyone. Pandavas knows this truth. He surrendered to Krishna. But Duryodhana was thinking, I can protect myself with the strength of Bhishmadev, Dronacharya, Karna, all these things. No. Pandavas, they have no other shelter under Krishna. Must have full faith. Even one incident in Mahabharata, you can see the Jayadratha. Jayadratha, because so many days, Arjuna took a vow, before sunset I must kill this Jayadratha. Because Jayadratha was protected by Bhishma, Drona, Karna, so how can he pursue? But because Krishna wanted to be killed, he was killed. Though it is materially, they saw the sun was setting and Krishna could not, sorry, Arjuna could not reach to Jayadratha. So, but when the Jayadratha come out, because the sun already set in evening, he told Arjuna, now you have to kill yourself. This is your vow. So when he came very close to Arjuna, then Krishna told Arjuna, look to the sky, the sun is there. Jasyangaya bhramati samvruta kala chakra. So that is Krishna. Sister, Dhenya Atmanivedana Gotrutya. Krishna is my protector, Krishna is my maintainer. I am eating whatever I may need. Who is giving? Krishna is giving. Krishna is my protector, Krishna is my maintainer. Nice story. There is one time Satyabhama just put one ant in it on a small box and keep it. How Krishna is feeding this? So when Krishna come back that day, because Satyabhama told him, no, you are a maintainer, you are protecting, you are feeding everyone. So Krishna told him, yes, I also feed the ant inside here, the small box. Upon the box, I saw that. The ant was sitting on a speck of rice, just eating. Krishna is telling, when you are planning to put this ant inside the box, before that I kept his food. Because these women in Vedic culture, they put some, with vermilion, they put some rice. So one rice already fell down Krishna's desire. So in this way, Krishna is my protector, Krishna is my maintainer. Gotrutte varanam tatha atmanikhyep karpane. We have to surrender everything to Krishna. So anyhow, this is big. It will be one seminar, saranagati. So I am not. So in this way, one has to surrender to Krishna. First he has to go to the shelter of a pure devotee. And from him he should learn how to perform devotional service. So that is the secret of success in life. That Prabhupada is demonstrated in his own life. He told, I have no other secret. Everyone is just glorifying me. Oh, you did so many this, that. But Prabhupada told me, there is nothing. Secret is only, I followed the instructions of my spiritual master, as it is. Because my guru was pleased, so all success come. The Gauranga also pleased. Without pleasing guru, we cannot please Gauranga. So this is the secret. That's why Prabhupada is telling, we simply have to execute the order of Guru and Krishna. Then all necessities will be supplied by Krishna. Even if we do not ask for them. You don't ask, but Krishna will give. Dhruva Maharaj was telling, after seeing Krishna, he told, Swamin varang na jaache, I don't need any boon. I don't ask anything, please. But Krishna knows what he was thinking when he was performing austerity. So Krishna fulfilled all his desires. Krishna also told in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Mahaprabhu is telling, Ama bhaje visaye mage, ete vada murkh. He is worshipping me, performing other, but he was asking some material boons, material things, sense gratification things. But Ami bigya, I know everything detail. What is good for him and what is bad for him? I know everything. Ami bigya ei murke visaye kena devo. Why shall I give him his material boons? I should arrange some way he may come to my lotus feet. Socharana amita diya visaye bhulaiva. He may forget everything, sense gratification. So that is Krishna. If we come to the shelter of Krishna, then Krishna will take care of us. We no need to go anywhere. Jasmin tuste jagat tusta. Jagat tusta. By simply satisfying Krishna, we can satisfy everything. So I am stop here. It is already 9 o'clock. So to they stop the class in time. But today also Dharmatma Prabhu asking to speak something about whom? About Kasheshwara Pandit and Bhugarbha Goswami. So their disappearance day is today. Just in Chaitanya Charitamrita Visaya, Adilila, 8th chapter, 66 verse, mentioning about Kasheshwara Goswami. Kasheshwara Goswami ra Shishya Govinda Goswami Govindara Priya Sevaka Tarasama Nahi. Kasheshwara Pandit. Actually, Kasheshwara Pandit is a disciple of Ishwarapuri. Kasheshwara Pandit and Govinda. Also, those are personal servants of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They are both disciples of Ishwarapuri. But when Ishwarapuri was disappearing, entering Nityalila, then these both servants of Ishwarapuri, they asked, O Gurudev, what is the final instruction for us? Then Ishwarapuri told, okay, you go, I have a disciple. His name is Krishna Chaitanya. Though he is just acting as my disciple, but he is the Supreme Lord himself. You go and serve him. You go and serve Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Puri. So that's why this both Ishwarapuri and Kasheshwara Mishra, they come to Jagannath Puri and they offered themselves before Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu told, how can I accept the servant, my own god brother, servant of my guru as my servant? It is not possible. Then he consulted many peoples, including Sarvam Bhattacharya and Rai Ramananda. Sarvam Bhattacharya told, the order of spiritual master is more powerful than any other thing, any other instructions. Because his guru has given the order, you have to accept them as your servant. So Govinda was doing his all personal service, messaging, his food, everything. But Bhakrishwara Nesari, this is Kasheshwara Pandit. He was a very strong and stout man. He was like 7 feet height. Very strong, body was very strongly built. So he was asking like a bodyguard. Wherever Mahaprabhu goes, he goes front. Make everything clear, the road clear. Going to Jagannath Puri in a temple, wherever Kasheshwara, the people are automatically they go side because. And another service you are doing to Mahaprabhu was when there is some kirtan and in end distributing prasadam. Otherwise, everyone wants prasad fast. But he is a tall man, he can still distribute nicely prasad. No one can fight with him. But when the Govinda Dev appeared in Vrindavan to Rupa Goswami, so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Kasheshwara Pandit, Kasheshwara, please you go to Vrindavan and help Rupa Goswami in serving Govinda Dev. Kasheshwara did not like this proposal. He started crying, no, I think this is punishment for me. What offense I committed at your lotus feet, O Mahaprabhu? Why are you making me separate from you? I cannot separate myself from your association. Please don't give me this order. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pacified him. Then he took a deity that was worshipped in Jagannath temple with Jagannath, in his Jagannath lotus feet. A Krishna deity with Sarvam Bhattacharya's help he brought. Then he gave this deity to Kasheshwara. He told, this deity is non-different from me. This is Krishna Vigraha. This is known as Gaura Govinda Vigraha. Vijay Govinda or Gaura Govinda. This deity is still in Govinda Dev's feet. If you go to Jaipur, see this deity in front of Govinda Dev. This is Gaura Govinda Vigraha. This deity was given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Kasheshwara Mishra, Kasheshwara Pandit. Carrying this deity, then Kasheshwara Pandit came to Vrindavan and he served Govinda Dev very nicely. After him, he gave the service of Govinda Dev to his disciple, Govinda Gosai. Kasheshwara Pandit came to Vrindavan, he became a pujari, he was a worshipper of Govinda Dev. to fulfill the desire of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And his debt is still, we can see the Gauru Govinda Vigraha in Jaipura. Because time is over, then we have to speak something about whom? He is, according to Gauru Ganadesh Deepika, is mentioned the servant of Prabhupada is writing in also about in this verse, Gauru Ganadesh Deepika 137 verse, that in his previous Krishna's pastime, Kashishwar Pandit is a servant of Krishna. His name was Bhringara. When Krishna Lala, he was a servant of Krishna, names, a coward boy named Bhringara. So about Bhugarbha Goswami, generally we know six Goswamis of Vrindavan, but before the six Goswamis come to Vrindavan, there is another two Goswamis, they come to Vrindavan. Who them? Bhugarbha Goswami and Lokanath Goswami. They are contemporary of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Mahaprabhu ordered these two to come to Vrindavan before the Goswamis came. Six Goswamis came. Bhugarbha Goswami are Bhagavata Das Yehi Dui Asi Kaila Vrindavan Eva Chaitanya Charitamrita ke Adi Lila ki 12 Madhya ki 42 number. Jo Padya mein ये कृष्णदास कविराज गोस्वामी कहते हैं भूगर्भ गोस्वामी और भागवत ये दोनों वृंदावन में आकर वास किए. द 11th ब्रांच ऑफ गदाधर गोस्वामी वाज भूगर्भ गोस्वामी एंड द 12th वाज भागवत दास. ये डिसाइपल बोथ लोकनाथ गोस्वामी एंड ऑल्सो भूगर्भ गोस्वामी आर डिसाइपल ऑफ गदाधर पंडित. बोथ ऑफ देम वेंट टू वृंदावन एंड रिजाइड्स देयर फॉर लाइफ. भूगर्भ गोस्वामी फॉर्मली नोन एज प्रेम मंजरी was a great friend of Loknath Goswami, who constructed the temple of Gokulananda, one of the seven important temples of Vrindavan, namely those of Govinda, Gopinath, Madana Mohana, Radha Ramana, Shyama Sundara, Radha Damodar, and Gokulananda, which are authorized institutions for Gaudiya Vaishnava. Prabhupada wrote in his purport. So, Bhugarbha Goswami is very detached, both Loknath Goswami and Bhugarbha Goswami. They are not after name, fame and distinction. When Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami approached them to know something about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are very close associates of Mahaprabhu in Navadip, Mayapur. So they told, first you give us condition that you will not mention our name in your literature, Chaitanya Charitamrita. You should not glorify us in his literature. You should not mention our name. Then we can tell something, whatever we know about Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So in this way, we can see how they are detached. Bhugarbha Goswami, he is a close friend of Lokanath Goswami. Lokanath Goswami is a spiritual master of whom? Narottama Das Thakur. Bhugarbha Goswami also has some disciples, but he has very detached personality. His samadhi, it is disappearance, so his samadhi is where? In Radha Damodar temple in Parikrama Mark, you go after Rupa Goswami Parikrama Samadhi, you do Parikrama, then come in the corner, the Samadhi. It is written, Bhugarbha Goswami Samadhi. Bhugarbha Goswami is there. And his deity is, in Radha Damodar temple, you can see his deity. What? Radha Sail Chikana. Four deities in Radha Damodar. Radha Damodar Jiva Goswami's deity. Krishnadas Kaviraj's deity was Radha Vrindavan Chandra, Radha Madhava Jaydev Goswami's deity, and Radha Chaila Chikan. The deity in last corner. That is Radha Shaila Chikan, that is the deity of Bhugarbha Goswami. Kashishwar Pandit Samadhi, you can see in 84 Mahantas Samadhi area near Raghunath Temple, back of Raghunath Temple, there is big place. There is so many. Hundreds and hundreds of Acharya Samadhis there together. In that area you can see the Samadhi of Kashishwar Pandit. Bhugarbha Goswami Samadhi is in Radha Damodar. So just I briefly gave some, I mentioned them. Otherwise, we can have one class for there to speak everything about them. Srila Bhugarbha Goswami Tirobha Maha Mahotsav Ki Jai. Srila Kashishwar Pandit Tirobha Maha Mahotsav Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.